Hi, thank you for waiting on the line. My name is Ashley, Supervisor in Fraud. How can I help today?
Yes, this is Deborah Hess. I was doing a survey. I did a survey for Sam's Club, and I went to pay for my shipping for the item that I was receiving for doing the survey. And whenever I went to, I hit submit to pay my, and put all my information in to pay my shipping on the item I was to receive. Whenever it came up, I went to print. It shows that it did a subscription for this here meal thing, which I never did. And it charged me $39.85 on my bank account when it should have only been when I was. That's what caught my eye, because my shipping was only supposed to have been $4.95.
Okay.
And I wasn't even on the website for this top meal balance.
All right. And if you don't mind, just to confirm what was sent over to me, what would have been the shipping address you used for that?
751 East Market Street, Apartment 10, Marietta, PA, 17547.
Thank you. I do show that, and yes, it does pull up our meal balance, which is basically joining a community of, you know, other online individuals to help you make better decisions about meal choices and, you know, recipes, things like that. But so you stated you did do the survey, but you hadn't chosen the meal balance?
Right. I had chosen the Dyson.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, here in fraud, what we do is we investigate, basically, as somebody has stolen your information, what we'll do is we'll confirm everything that was used for this order. We'll trace the IP address, which is linked to the device that placed the order. Now, the owner of the device is the one who is, you know, prosecuted for fraudulent use of information. So, with that being said, it does seem like you did do the survey, but maybe there was a different offer selected. You said you thought you were getting a Dyson?
Yes, and it said I was to pay the shipping. So I put in my information to pay the shipping, and I was charged this then.
Okay.
Instead of the shipping for the Dyson.
Gotcha. Okay, all right. Because I don't know if this would have been any kind of confusing on the survey, but as I do know, it's mentioned that we have price per day is about $1.33 or so. So with that,
yeah,
for the full month would make it the $39.85.
Yeah, I didn't see any of that. It just asked for my information to pay my shipping, and that's what I put in, and then this is what I got after my, which I thought was my shipping. Then when I was going to print, so I had it. Mm-hmm. Then this is what showed up.
Okay, let me see one thing for you,
which I don't want. I just want it canceled and whatever. And if I get my $39.85 back.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I have taken a look. And the last representative you had spoke with, she does have everything canceled for you. So it's no longer going to be an ongoing service. And I was taking a look at what we can help out with today. It's looking like what we could reverse on the $39.98 would be $29.99.
Okay, why not the full amount?
Well, doing the full amount, we would have to go ahead and submit the claim of fraud. And doing the IP address trace, I do believe, you know, with you stating you did do the survey, that it would lead back to you. You know.
All right, just give me the $29.99 then.
Okay. When was this done? You said this morning?
This morning at 7:03.
Give me one moment, Ms. Hess. Let me check on something. Okay. We may be able to do this. Ms. Hess, do you know if the $39.85 is still in the pending status on your end?
I can, let me go look. I can check here, okay? Yes, it would still be in the pending status.
Perfect. Here's what I'm going to do for you. And this is just as a complete courtesy for you, ma'am. I completely understand where you're coming from. What I'm going to do then is I'm just going to place it into our system as a void. It's going to be like we, you know, never took the payment from your account. What it's going to do is stop it from fully withdrawing from your account.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. What it should do is basically fall off the pending status within about 24 to 48 hours, and I do want to give you a confirmation on that.
Okay. Get paper here. Okay.
Okay, just let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Oh, yes, ma'am. This number is
6293-8370-92. 6293-8370-92. Yes,
ma'am.
All right. Thank you so much.
Very welcome. Anything else for you today?
No, ma'am, and you have a blessed rest of your day.
Thank you so much. You do as well, and thank you for calling customer support.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.